السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. وعن صهيب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، لأن أمره كله له خير، وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له، وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers, Alhamdulillah, it is great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through His infinite mercy He has enabled us to come back to His house, the masjid. After a long time, Alhamdulillah, we are able to pray inside the masjid. It is very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should appreciate, my brothers, and we should learn some lesson, because everything happens in the life of believer is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِّ فِتْنَةً, that we test you people sometime with good condition and sometime with bad situation. And that is the fitna. Fitna in Arabic terms is a test, trial, tribulation. Our entire life is full of fitnas. Each and every moment we are going through with some kind of test and trial. Basically, there are two kind of conditions in our daily lives we are going through, whether it is good condition or it is a bad condition. There is no third condition. Whether we are happy or we are sad, whether we are enjoying or we are suffering, there is no third condition. Right? So Hazrat Suhaib radiallahu, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected for us the deen of Islam. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. And this is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Islam, Hazrat Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in one of his book, very beautiful. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us three great favors which He never bestowed over any other nation before us. And what are those three great favors? Number one, Kitabullah, the Holy Quran. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khatimun Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number three is Baytullah, Ka'batullah. Kitabullah, Rasulullah, and Baytullah. These three favors have never been granted to anyone else, previous nation. Because previous nation has been granted some different scriptures and divine books, right? But not as like Holy Quran. Holy Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of it, responsibility to preserve it till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. So it's universal message. Before, the divine scripture used to reveal to the Prophet of Allah, the Rasulullah, to certain period, to certain nation. And after the demise of that particular Prophet or Rasul of Allah, that book used to be expired, no more. Right? For example, Torah, Injil, Zabur, Suhuf Ibrahim, etc. etc. No more. Is for temporary base. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Holy Quran upon His most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this Kalamullah, this book of Allah is universal book. It was before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even created heaven and earth in the Lawh Mahfuz, in preserved tablet, and it will remain after the destruction of the whole world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the whole world, nothing will remain. Heavens and earth and sun and moon and everything will be perished, finished. But Kalamullah, this speech of Allah, this Quran Majid will remain. It will be protected and preserved again by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it is the speech of Allah. Right? So this kind of divine scripture, this kind of universal message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never revealed or granted to previous nation. It's only granted to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should appreciate it. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty. The second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said, there are previous prophets used to come and they used to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message was same. But again, their period of preaching and teaching and inviting was limited to the nation and to certain period, certain time. After the Prophet or Nabi passed away, his message is forgotten. People go astray and they start committing sin after sin. Right? No more guidance left. Expired. But when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. O my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am sending you down onto this earth as a mercy for the whole of universe. So Risalat and Prophethood and message of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is universal message. It's not particular just for Saudi Arabia or Arab tribes. No. It is for the whole of mankind. And it will remain till the last day, till the doomsday. Same message, same Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will never change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse at the Hajjatul Wada upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the ninth of Zulhijjah, Yawm Arafah, at Maidan Arafah. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Three favors. Again, in this one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one after the other, mentioned, highlighted three great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم. First favor. Today I have completed your religion, deen. Deen means religion, way of life. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. Second favor. And I have completed my bounties, my favors upon you people. And nothing left behind. Everything I granted you. Itmam. Completed. I did not deprive you from anything. Whatever you wanted, I gave you. Whatever you didn't know, I gave you. Beyond your imagination. Beyond your capacity. beyond your asking, I granted you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. I have completed my favors upon you people. Right? This was the second favor. And then, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I became pleased with you and the religion of Islam. As long as you practice on Islam, as long as you follow the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will be pleased with you. I will be happy with you. I will overlook your sins, your faults, your shortcomings. I'll forgive you. Inna al-hasanati yuzhibna sayyi'at. Whenever you do any good action, and whenever you do bad actions, I will turn into the good action through my mercy. So these three favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted only to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, the previous prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also used to do the same work of da'wah. They used to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah never exposed or declared to the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, ummah of Isa alayhi salam, ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, ummah of Suleiman and Dawud alayhi salam, that today I have completed your religion and I am happy with you. Now, this ayah, this virtue, this honor, only and solely for the ummah of Muhammad. So second favor, my brothers, is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are following that Rasul of Allah, whose message is universal for the whole of mankind until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. There is no other Nabi is going to become Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mentioned, أَنَا خَاتِمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. I'm the last prophet. I'm the seal of the prophet. There will no other Nabi or prophet will come after me. So, we are the followers of such a great prophet of Allah. We should feel proud about it. 3 years Ummah never had this kind of prophet or Rasul to follow. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, supreme, highest, and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers, the third favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Baytullah, Ka'batullah. Right? We are playing 5 times Salah, facing towards Qibla. Such a great bounty. Previous Ummah never had this opportunity. They used to pray 2 times or 1 time or whatever. And their Qibla, most of the Prophet's Qibla used to be Masjidul Aqsa. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. They all used to face towards Baytul Maqdis. Masjidul Aqsa, that was the first Qibla. Right? They used to pray facing towards Masjidul Aqsa. Initially also, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started preaching, inviting towards Islam, in the beginning, our Muslims also, Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to face the Baytul Maqdis. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy. His desire was to face Ka'batullah, the Baytullah, which was built by his grandfather, Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his beloved son, Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam. Right? So while he was praying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed ayat that now you change the Qibla from Baytul Maqdis towards Ka'batullah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so eager, you know, facing towards Qibla, he never even waited to finish and complete that salah which he was in. It was like Zuhr Salah. Right? He performed 2 rakat facing Baytul Maqdis. And when this ayat was revealed while he was praying and leading the prayer as an imam, immediately during the salah, he turned towards Ka'batullah during the salah and completed rest 2 rakat facing Ka'batullah. Since then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now up till the Yawmul Qiyamah, your qibla will be Baytullah, Ka'batullah. No more facing Masjid al-Aqsa. Right? So that's why that masjid was built and still is there in Makkah al-Mukarrama, Masjid al-Qiblatayn. When people go for Hajj and Umrah, they go and visit that masjid, particular masjid, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing and leading the prayer, and during the prayer this ayat was revealed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has changed his qibla. So again, my brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us these three bounties. Kalamullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Baytullah. We should appreciate. And as I said, we are going through trials and tribulation every single moment. Whether it's a good condition or whether it's a bad condition. Look, since mid-March, we were deprived of the masjid. We were not allowed to perform salat inside the masjid. We were not allowed to make sujood inside the masjid. Masjid was closed by force. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, reopened it. It is great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not let it go like this. This was a test, and it was a very great test. We never expected to that extent that we will be deprived of the making sujood inside the masjid of Allah. It was very great loss for us, my brothers. Very great loss. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shaken us up. That wake up now. Because of your bad actions, because of your sins, because of your negligence, I have closed my door for you people. I did not allow you to come inside. Allah was angry because of our actions. Now since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy has overlooked our sins and granted us this opportunity, and He invited us and opened His door of mercy again for us. My brothers, we should grab this opportunity and we should not let it go again. We should not be unmindful again. We should not be neglectful again. We should be more cautious. We should be more concerned about it. And we should, from our side, every person, every individual, should make tremendous effort and sacrifice to make this masjid alive. Not only for Jummah, we get big crowd on Jummah, but same Jummah time you come for Asr, you will find 2-3 brothers. Why is like that, my brothers? We are only the Muslim of the Friday or one day, like Christian, they are only the Christian of Sundays. We are not like that. We have to come to the masjid 5 times. If we cannot come because of the job or other occupations, at least Fajr time, everybody is at home. No one is going home to the job that early. Isha time, we are back home. So at least Fajr and Isha and Maghrib, if it's possible, we should try to come to the masjid as much as possible, as frequent as possible, and we should make this masjid alive again with our salah, with our prayers. Otherwise, Allah will snatch away this opportunity again. See, Allah has granted us one more chance. He wants to see us. He wants to taste us again. How much we are going to appreciate. And appreciation and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the actions, through making this masjid alive. It should not happen that we abandon the masjid again, then Allah will close the door of masjid again. It should not happen again. So let us make firm decision from today onwards, each and every one. Whatever time available, we should sacrifice a little bit. As I said, Fajr and Isha and Maghrib, everyone can pray in the masjid. You can understand Zuhar and Asr, they are occupied with the jobs and whatever. But these 3 prayers or 2 prayers at least, we should come in such a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every step, Allah ta'ala is granting the reward. For every step, Allah is removing our sins, erasing our sins, elevating our status in paradise. What else we need? Such a great virtues of coming to the masjid. Coming to the masjid for our own benefit. It is not going to increase the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is there wherever He is. Our sujood is not going to increase. It is for our own benefit. So I humbly pray for all the brothers to make this masjid alive and come to the masjid as many times as possible. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.